In today's episode, we are diving into the age-old question. Can working moms truly have it all? Can you love your career? Can you be passionate about your career, give in, lean into it, and really feel fulfilled from your career perspective? And at the same time, love on your kids, be a present mom, be attentive, and give them what they need when they need it, and really feel fulfilled as a working mom as well. Well, today's episode, we are diving into the duality of the working mom and potentially uncovering some new thoughts to the concept of having it all as it relates to working moms. I think this is an episode you're going to love, so let's get ready and dive on in. Hey there, welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Back in the 80s, there was a sitcom called Who's the Boss? And if you've never heard of Who's the Boss before, let me give you a brief little tutorial or background on what this sitcom show was all about. Essentially, the main character was Angela Bauer. Angela was played by Judith Light, and Angela was a working mom, like to the T. She was a successful career woman. If I'm remembering correctly, she actually was in advertising or marketing. I'm pretty sure it was advertising though. And she was the boss at the office. She was also the boss at home. She had a live-in housekeeper. My gosh, would that not be nice, right? A live-in housekeeper played by Tony Danza. She had a mother who was very involved, maybe a little overly involved if you look back in history and look at some of the videos. But she was able to juggle her focuses that were both on career and on motherhood. And I always looked up to this character. Growing up, I always thought, gosh, I want to be like her. I thought that she had everything put together, right? She was a successful businesswoman. She was also a mom who was present and making sure her kids had what they needed all the time. She also had a good-looking housekeeper. I mean, who wouldn't mind that, right? But also, she was capable of balance, or as I've grown up to really reflect and think about what that means, more blending her work and her life together. And she just seemed to make it look so effortless. And so as I think about my childhood and what a working mom looked like to me at the time, my mom was also a working mom, so I had that as a great example. I also saw Judith Light portray a successful businesswoman who was also a mother on the TV screen, showing you that you can do it. And yes, you can have it all. But it does beg the question, now that we're in the throes of our own motherhood and career journeys, can you really have it all? Is this just something that is on the TV screen? Is this having it all defined by somebody else? How do we define having it all. And I think as working moms, we often think or are told that we should be capable of having it all. And I recently posted this question on my Working Mom Moments Facebook group. And if you're not a part of it, I'd love for you to come join us. Just do a search for Working Mom Moments in the search bar in Facebook. You'll be able to find us. But I posed this question to the group of, do you believe that working moms can truly have it all? And the answers were quite varied. It was fascinating to see what everyone said. There were some answers that said, yes, you can do it with a schedule. Yes, you can do it with discipline. Some said, no, you absolutely cannot have it all. It's a lie that we've been conditioned to believe, or that we've been told, or we've been sold that, yes, you can have every single thing. In fact, I love how this individual answered, and she said that the concept of having it all and being balanced is a cheap construct that sets us up for failure. And I think that that's so eloquently put. It is such a great way to describe it. The notion of balance, you've heard me talk over and over again about how balance is in fact unattainable. And even if you could attain it, it is certainly very difficult to maintain and completely subjective. Like, what does balance actually look like? For you, it looks like one thing. For another person, it looks like something completely different. Balance is subjective. And so when we think about the construct that sets us up for the familiar is the ideology that we've been fed and told, and maybe even seen on TV, that yes, you can have it all. Another mom mentioned that there's seasons where maybe it almost seems impossible, but it's something we can get better at by boundaries and prioritizing. And I 100% believe in that as well. That is why I titled this whole podcast show, Working Mom Moments. There are moments where we feel like we have it all together. There are moments where we feel like it is all falling apart. And I think that that is true, whether you're a working mom, whether you're just a human who's living and breathing on this earth, that there are moments we feel like we are falling apart. We can't get it all together. We can't get anything together. And then there's other moments in life where we're like, hey, we're rocking this. We've got this. And so again, speaking into that whole balance versus blend, I think having it all follows a similar pathway. If you were to ask me today, can working moms have it all? I would give you an answer you probably don't like. And for many of you, you know that I live in this gray zone. So my answer back to you would be, well, it depends. And that may be one of the most frustrating answers that anybody gets when they are looking for a distinct yes or no. Can somebody have it all that is a working mother? You want a yes or no answer? I'm going to give you the answer of gray. It's not black and white. It depends. I truly believe that having it all depends on how you define having it all. If you simply define having it all as a working mom as having a career that you love and you're passionate about, and having children who feel fulfilled and loved and get the attention that they need, yes, I do believe that you can have it all. But I think you can have it all at different times. I think there are times where, again, living in that gray zone, we may need to give a little more on one end of the spectrum. And sometimes that means a trade-off or a sacrifice. If you define having it all as making a boatload of money and you are engaged with your kids and you are with them from the time that they get up in the morning to the time they go to school, and then you pick them up right after school and you're with them all night long and you're never focused on anything else besides your kids at that time, and your work fits into this 7-hour window while they're at school, and you are able to get it all done and you never have to worry about your kids, right? So we're speaking to this concept of balance in this answer or in this thought process. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's possible. Because if you are a working mom, you are getting pulled constantly from one area to another. And I would even challenge you to go one step further. Whether you're a working mom or a mom period, you might stay at home, you might work part-time, you might work remotely, whatever that your world looks like, you are always making trade-offs. There are always moments of time where you are unable to do one thing because you're doing another. Every decision that we make in life comes at the sacrifice of something else. So for example, if I am a working mom and I may not have the resources to be able to afford housekeeping and I have to do that myself, that means that I am picking up the broom or the dust cloth or the vacuum and I am spending my time vacuuming and cleaning my house because I don't have the resources to do it. And in that construct, oh my gosh, am I giving up time with my kids? Am I doing it with my kids? Perhaps, right? That's an option as well. Also, am I at work so I'm unable to get the house cleaning done? So then I shame myself and I should on myself and I tell myself a story and connect my own dots that say, oh, I can't have it all because I'm working and my house is a mess. How do you define what having it all means? Having it all to some might mean that you have a perfectly clean house. Having it all may mean that you have healthy meals made from scratch every night at your house. Having it all may mean that your kids are getting the attention that they need. They're getting driven to their activities. You're never late. You are showing up early. You're making sure that they have the perfect foods, the perfect meals. You're the mom of the day bringing the snacks, right? So you're the engaged, super present mom. And then your career is also taking off and you're successful and you are able to drill in and to dig in, to really invest in the career that you love, and you're happy and fulfilled at your career. You're happy and fulfilled at home. And everything else looks like a TV show, just like Who's the Boss? Does it look perfect? In your eyes, when you think of having it all, does it look like the perfect sitcom or the perfect Norman Rockwell picture in your mind? Does having it all mean that there are no flaws? Does having it all mean that there is perfection? Does having it all mean that you are fulfilled and happy and satisfied and everyone else around you is feeling the same way? If that's the case, then you are setting yourself up for failure, I truly believe, because having it all may shift and change depending on what stage of life you are in with your career or even your hormones and how we age, and also what stage and ages your kids are in because they need different things from you. And just when you think you have a grasp on what your kids need, oh my word, do they change. They change and they pivot ever so quickly. And so having it all may be defined by where you're at in your stage of life. And it may depend on where you're at in the stage of your career and how your kids are growing, the ages and phases that they are in. And so I would challenge you to think, rather than focusing on having it all, what can you do? What do you need to feel fulfilled as much as possible? And maybe even breaking it out into chunks, right? How can I feel fulfilled in my career? Am I happy there? Do I love what I do? Am I passionate about what I do? When I wake up in the morning, is this something that I dread doing? Do I have the Sunday scaries that I don't want to go into the office or even log in from my computer the next day, and so I'm dreading it? That is important when it comes to work-life blend or making sure that you, quote, have it all. As part of having it all, don't you want to be fulfilled and not just the people around you as well? Making sure you prioritize your needs in your career, what you want, and finding that spark of passion is equally important as those around you and their needs. But as we pivot over to the others, making sure also that they are fulfilled and they are getting what they need. But sometimes knowing that that doesn't have to come directly from you. It may come from a partner. It may come from a spouse or a family member or even the housekeeper that is helping you to keep up your house if you can afford that. Maybe it is somebody to help you with meals. Maybe it is knowing that, yes, my version of having it all means that we're having Lucky Charms for dinner because I have a meeting that is going to run all day and night. My spouse is doing a work function that evening. And so in order to make sure that we get it all done and people have food in their bellies, this is what we are going to do. We're going to have Lucky Charms for dinner. Is it ideal? No, but hey, I can tell you I've had it many, many times before, and my children are still alive, they are healthy, and they are moving around. Giving ourselves grace for not showing up in a way that others might define as perfect, or as we might have put on our own expectation that we have to show up as perfect. Sometimes having it all, again, means trade-offs. And that trade-off may not look like perfection to you, but it may be getting you closer to that end game of what you are looking for, which is having it all, or at least the feeling of having it all. It's not always going to be perfect. It's not going to feel as though your life should be replicated on a TV sitcom, whether it's from the 80s, 90s, or of today. It is what is working for you. How are you getting fulfilled? How are your loved ones getting fulfilled? And how can you maximize that time together in a way that defines having it all in your own subjective definition? So I challenge you today to think about, what does having it all really mean for you? Is it the perfect picture that's in your head? This Norman Rockwell picture of flawless and beautiful and everybody is put together and no messes, the house is clean, home-cooked meals every night, you're thriving in your career, your kids are thriving at school. Yes, that will happen. And I am telling you, if you have babies today, you may not feel as though that is going to ever happen because maybe you're not even getting sleep at this moment. It will happen. There will be moments, there will be days that you're sitting there saying, oh my gosh, like this is all coming together. And don't worry, in the next couple of days, it may change or shift, and your perspective and outlook may change and shift as well based on the needs that are changing with your career and your family. But knowing that work-life balance and the notion of working moms truly having it all is a very, very subjective approach to your own life. And so redefining what those things mean is going to be heavily important as you continue this journey, so you don't get stuck in the guilt or in the shame because I should be doing this if I want to have it all. I'm told that working moms can have it all, but for some reason I seem to be failing at it. And so when we just pause and reflect and think about what we truly want out of life, we can begin to redefine phrases and words that have been told to us as working moms in a way that truly fits into our goals and our lives and our own personal expectations. And the other piece of it I will say is there are companies and there are industries where it is extremely hard to be a working mom. I have been fortunate in my career to have companies that have supported and encouraged me as a working mom. But I have many friends in other industries or different organizations that struggle with getting support and feeling as though their family life needs to be put on hold for their career. I truly do believe that work and life can be blended together. And if you find yourself in a company or an organization that doesn't support that, then you forever will feel as though you cannot live up to this notion of having it all. If you're struggling with that because you feel as though you can never give enough to your company and you're never able to keep up, or you're never able to give to your children what they need or show up as the mom you've wanted to be, it may be time to reflect on if this is a good place for you. But I will caution you to look at what boundaries you have set within your career as well. And in future episodes, we're going to dive in more on the topic of boundaries, because that's an ever critical piece to making sure that you have balance or blend and you can really lean into this notion of can working moms have it all, even for a time, a moment, and a place. If we're not setting our own boundaries and we think, gosh, this organization or this company is never going to appreciate me as a working mom, and I'm working 80 hours a week and nobody's ever grateful and I'm not showing up as the mom I want to be, I would caution you to look at your own boundaries that you have in place. Have you put together a plan with your team, with your supervisor, with the company that you work for? Have you tried to set some boundaries? Because if we don't correct our own behaviors, we will take those behaviors into the next company and the next organization. And sometimes we work so hard to please and we work so hard to prove our value and our worth at work that it can come at the expense of our family. And so when we recognize that, the important part is putting boundaries into place. But if we're not putting those into place, then how can we ever think that the next organization, we will be doing a good job at that? If, however, you've put those boundaries into place and they're never respected by anybody else, or you feel as though you're still sacrificing so much time not showing up as the mom you want to be, and those Sunday scaries start to sink in, or you're dreading that morning routine, getting up and having to clock in for work, it may be time to reevaluate if there's something else out there. Because I can guarantee you, there are companies out there who support and encourage the working mom. If this is a topic that is important to you, hop on over to my Facebook group, Working Mom Moments, and you will find a great group of women who are eager to discuss this topic at length. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community, where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/Working Mom Moments. And be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next Working Mom Moment, have a beautiful day.